If no one's told you lately, let me be the one to remind you, God loves you. How do I know that? Well, it says so in the Bible, and I'm not limiting God's love to verses like John 3:16 either, although that's a great one. I'm talking about the way the Bible describes God's love for you from the very first page. Even if you've never opened a Bible in your life, you can find Genesis chapter 1. Take a look sometime. Pay attention to how it portrays God's love for you. You'll notice a pattern. Each day, God speaks something into existence, such as light, land, or the sky. Then he looks at his work and declares it good. By the end of day 5, God has deemed everything from the stars above to the animals surrounding us as good. But then comes day 6. This time the pattern changes. After God creates humans, he declares what he has done not just good, but very good. Think about that the next time you feel lost or underappreciated. Go outside and take in the beauty around you. Marvel at the sky, the trees, and the animals. Then find a mirror and look at yourself. While everything around you is good in God's eyes, with you in the picture, it's very good. And I'm telling you, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, God loves you and has created you in his image. Don't just take my word for it. Read it for yourself, from the first page of the Bible to the last. You'll find one message communicated throughout. God loves you. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly. It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.